Noga, good morning. It seems things are moving full steam ahead, and Donald Trump is continuing to pile pressure on both sides.
He is. He has not lost interest, Allison, and it is interesting to observe. So that yesterday, hours after he posted on his Truth Social media website, a sort of another threat to Hamas, saying, basically, get a move on. You don't have a lot of time to release the Israeli hostages or else. Subsequently, he made two posts that are sure to have severely irritated Prime Minister Netanyahu. In one, interestingly, he posted an image of the more than 100,000 Israelis who gathered yesterday in Tel Aviv, who rallied to demand an end to the war. This is a weekly event, in smaller numbers, a daily event. And somehow Trump has become aware of these things. It's the second time he posts. And it's important, you know, Netanyahu refers to these protesters as enemies of Israel, as draft dodgers, in the worst possible terms. So that was an interesting thing. And shortly thereafter, the president of the United States posted a map of the withdrawal lines that he proposes for this 20-point peace proposal. And he announced unilaterally that Israel had agreed, thus removing quite a bit of Israeli leverage in the discussions that are going to start in Egypt, the negotiations that are going to start in Egypt as of tomorrow, as of Monday. So it is interesting to see him not lose interest and keep pressuring both sides basically every few hours since he announced this deal.